This is VOA News. Amy Coney Barrett was formally sworn in Tuesday as a justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. Chief Justice John Roberts administered the oath to the former federal appellate judge, who was confirmed by the U.S. Senate in a 52-48 vote late on Monday. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine joined the entire Democratic caucus voting against Barrett's confirmation. Collins said she would not vote for Barrett's confirmation because of the proximity of the vote to next week's presidential election. According to the Associated Press, no other Supreme Court justice has been confirmed on a recorded vote with no support from the minority party in at least 150 years. Barrett is the third justice on the 9-member court to be nominated by President Donald Trump and significantly tips its ideological balance toward a 6-3 conservative majority. Democrats argue that the decision of picking a nominee for the seat should have been left up to whichever candidate wins the presidential election November 3rd. That's a stance Republicans held when there was an election year vacancy in early 2016. Republicans then refused to consider Democratic President Barack Obama's nomination of another appellate judge, Merrick Garland. President Trump praised Barrett on Monday as one of our nation's most brilliant legal scholars and said she will make an outstanding justice on the highest court in our land. Barrett could potentially consider election disputes involving Trump, although it's unclear whether she might recuse herself since Trump named her to the court. She declined to say at her confirmation hearings whether she would avoid hearing disputes over extended deadlines for voters to return mail-in ballots and other issues Republicans and Democrats might contest. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The United Nations says the conflict in Afghanistan has killed and injured nearly 6,000 civilians during the first 9 months of 2020. That represents a 30% decline compared to the same period last year. The report compiled by the UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan, or UNAMA, comes as direct peace negotiations between Afghanistan's warring parties have been underway in Qatar since September 12th, though without any progress. Though just hours after the world body released its findings Tuesday, a bomb went off in Kabul, the Afghan capital, killing at least 3 civilians and injuring 10 others. UNAMA has documented 2,117 civilian deaths and 3,822 injuries from January 1st to September 30th, saying the war-ravaged country remains among the deadliest places in the world to be a civilian. A new study of the British population shows that antibodies in the human body fighting against COVID-19 declined rapidly in the British population during the summer, suggesting any immunity against the virus may not last long. The study of more than 365,000 people was done between June and September this year. It found that the number of people testing positive for antibodies dropped by 26.5%. during the study period. That's from almost 6% to 4.4%. The findings suggest the possibility of decreasing population immunity ahead of a second wave of infections. The researchers say the study reinforces the need for a vaccine to bring the virus under control. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission is proposing a rule change that would require television and radio broadcasters to publicly disclose if any of their content is sponsored by foreign governments. The proposal says the American people, quote, deserve to know when a foreign government has paid for programming or furnished it for free, so that viewers and listeners can better evaluate the value and accuracy of such programming. Last month, FCC Chairman Ajit Pai said content sponsored by China and Russia provide a reason, quote, to update our rules and shed more sunlight on these practices. And U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo implored Armenia and Azerbaijan on Tuesday to reach a diplomatic solution to the conflict over the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh, where 2 months of violence continued Tuesday in defiance of a ceasefire brokered in Washington. More on this and other stories is available at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.